I think most all of us are aware of public service announcements on radio and television and in newspapers and other media warning people not to drive while intoxicated. Don't drive drunk. Today we're going to talk about a state that you shouldn't drive in that's called distracted driving, which can be just as dangerous.
Yes, and it really is becoming a growing concern. So the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration reports that over 3,000 people were killed in 2015 due to distracted driving, with almost 400,000 injured in accidents caused not due to drugs or alcohol, but due to distraction while we're behind the wheel.
Is the smartphone and the prevalence of the smartphone at the root of these incidents?
That really is the main offender. Of course, there are other forms of distraction: eating, putting on makeup, reading print books. But the one that really seems to be the major challenge to overcome is technology, in particular smartphones. So, you know, we know things like texting while driving are extraordinarily distracting, mainly because they not only involve your focus in sort of, you know, attention somewhere else, but actually physically your eyes are focused somewhere else other than what's outside of you where your car is going. And so studies looking at texting while driving, and you put in stimulator studies, suggest that texting, drivers who are texting are just as impaired as drivers who are drunk.
It seems to just be common sense to not be staring at a smartphone while driving. I guess that leads me to ask, do the majority of these incidents involve younger drivers?
You know, that's a great question. And I think it certainly tends to be that perception. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but we do know that young people seem to be particularly susceptible to these distractions. So, you know, I think this is a cultural shift, understanding, you know, when technology can be helpful, but really, you know, when behind the wheel, letting go certainly of using the phone or looking at it. You know, cell phone conversations, though, add a new component, and then that's something we're looking into. Can you have a conversation while driving? And, you know, for example, there was a big push for hands-free devices and other ways, so you're not even holding the phone. But some studies suggest that even having a conversation, even if you use hands-free, can still be distracting. And it really comes down to this idea of divided attention and research in cognitive psychology looking at how good we are at multitasking. And, you know, put simply, we're not. It is really difficult. There's sort of this myth that we can do multiple things at once and be just as efficient in any one of them while we're doing them simultaneously. And there have been some pretty interesting studies looking at this idea. So let me ask you a question. If I were to show you a video and there was going to be a gorilla in the video, do you think you would notice it?
I would hope so.
Yeah, well, you and about like 95% of people would say, of course, I'll notice it. However, if you give someone else something, if you give someone another task to do while watching a video, and the psychologist Daniel Simons from the University of Illinois has really pioneered this field of inattention blindness. And what he did is created a study where he gave people a job while watching a video. And then so there was a team wearing white shirts and a team wearing black shirts, and they were passing basketballs back and forth. And what he did is assign you to count how many passes the white team made in about 2-minute video clip. And about halfway through, gorilla comes marching across the screen, does a little dance, moves out to the other side. About half of people miss it entirely when you give them that other job to do.
Was this research surprising?
You know, I think so. That initial idea that, you know, our vision system and attention works, we should be able to see strange things and unusual things, right? While we're driving, if an animal would be at the roadway or a car were to suddenly stop in front of us, of course we'd see it. However, this research suggests that may not be the case. When our focus and attention is on something else, we are not very good at monitoring our environment, even for unusual things. And most of us, unless we're working at a zoo, probably don't see gorillas every day. That should be something that would be unusual that we would alert to. And so this comes back to what's happening when you're behind the wheel, right? And if you're engaged in a cell phone conversation, even if it's hands-free, if you're having an intense conversation, if your focus is primarily on that conversation, you might miss something in front of you in the roadway. And so I think that really comes down to the idea that distracted driving is more than just texting. It's anything that's taking our attention away from the task of driving. And we want to keep our focus on the road, Now, the good news for those who might be listening to us right now while driving a car is, in general, things like the radio don't tend to be as distracting. There tends to be less of a cognitive demand listening to the radio, mainly because, for the most part, it's a one-sided conversation. You're not joining in. So I would say, you know, encourage you to call in if you have questions or comments for different shows on NPR, but make sure you pull off before you make that call.